let's start before we get to the markets with Matt Welsh, editor-in-chief at Reason Magazine, on what is now a completely different political discussion in this country than we thought we'd be having this week. We thought it was all about immigration and gun control and these types of things, but now the Boston bombings and these recent attacks, or whatever they turn out to be. What do you make of all of it?
Well, I mean, for one thing, immigration reform will be coming up, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Yeah. We'll see. It keeps getting delayed every day, but it does change the calibration of the discussion. You have people like Steny Hoyer saying, you know, see, this shows that the sequester is a bad idea. Government always and politicians always respond to crisis with an understandable kind of desire to do something about it, but oftentimes that leads, the doing something leads to expanding government without making it any more effective necessarily. So there will be increased calls for that right now, for sure.
Calls by Democrats. You heard it from Tom Carper addressing at a hearing today, Janet Napolitano, head of Homeland Security, saying, you know, do these budget cuts make it tougher for us to respond to incidents like Boston and even Hurricane Sandy? So you hear it from the Democrats, but will it also change the way and the toughness that Republicans have showed about spending?
I mean, the biggest element of the sequester was defense spending, military spending. And so you've already seen people like Steve King say, hey, look, maybe we've cut too close here. Republicans are looking for a way out of that defense sequester because traditionally Republicans have supported robust military spending. So there will be more pressure put on them right now. The people who wanted to wobble anyways will be wobbling harder. But there is a larger committed group among the Republican caucus right now who wants to draw a line in the sand and just say we're not going to increase spending on anything right now. So that tension will be playing out right now.
I know it's tough just a couple of days after something like this happens, which happened in Boston and the developments Rich is talking about that are happening today. But what's your opinion? Should we change the focus? Does Boston change what we should be talking about? Or should we keep going in the same direction with these spending versus austerity debates that we've already been having?
In some ways, it should focus our focus, right? I mean, think about 9/11. We reacted to that with a big, massive freakout, for lack of a better word. We're still taking off our shoes at airports right now. We do a lot of things that don't make sense because we panicked at a moment of terror and we thought we needed to do something. It doesn't matter what it is, we need to do something. So let's remember that as we react to Boston right now. Let's focus on that, because actually we need to be a bit more sober. We need to realize that in the face of this horrifying, horrifying attack, that we're not going to make it better by coming up with new sort of security theater type of measures.
Well, and you're not seeing, you can't, it's almost impossible to link spending directly with an event like this.
Of course.
Knowing so little as we do right now about even the type of devices that were used in Boston, you're hearing references to it, but not any direct link between how much spending was cut on any particular program.
And let's remember also, this is an open country. That's actually one of the reasons why we don't have a lot of terrorist attacks, because we run in marathons, we act in public. We can't put everything down into a little kind of security chokehold. It's not going to work. It's impossible. Right. And actually, it won't make you safer. The safest thing you can be is to have an open, successful society that we do have, where people generally don't do this because, for good reason, because they don't want to, first of all, but because they'll be shunned by society and rightly punished.
And so that was one of the things I think we learned after 9/11, after that initial reaction that you talked about. But Matt, thank you.
Thank you.
Today, we appreciate it as always.